Yeah, I mean, you can't really, expect something like this to happen. There's no plan for it, but the only plan you can have is your process. You know, and like I said, after the game on Sunday was, I just stick to my process, and I've been preparing as a starter since I got here, since rookie minicamp, really. You know, and you never know when an opportunity will come or when a chance, will come your way. But the last thing you want to do is not be ready. You know, so for me, I've been preparing this way the whole time. You know, and just staying focused, and been so fortunate to learn from Josh and Robert and Coach Jackson, has been helping me out a ton, and for me, it's just like I said, just sticking to my process and continue to prepare.
Do you think you'll have the full arsenal of the playbook at your disposal on Sunday, or are you expecting things might be slimmed down just a little bit to make you comfortable and get you going?
You know, I have no idea. Obviously, the game plan is going to be put in by Coach Jackson, and they're going to, put in what's best for us to have opportunity to win. You know, and I'm going to go ahead and whatever that is, just learn it, throughout the week and continue to stick to it. And I've already been watching, starting last night, watching Miami film, and early this morning, come in and watch a couple games and some cutups and stuff. So for me, it's just to continue to prepare. And whatever the game plan happens to be, and whatever, happens on Sunday or whatever we're going in there with the thought process of, I'm going to do everything I can to, be ready throughout the week. So nothing is thrown at me that I'm not ready for.
How close do you think it was yesterday today? I mean, was it ever really close that?
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple times, that I started warming up and thought, hey, get ready to go in. This might happen depending on how he feels. And started throwing a couple times, going through the script again, talking to Pep. But, that just goes off to show how good, and how great of a competitor Josh is. And there was a couple times I could see, on his face how much pain he was in. And he really was hurting. And he's a tough guy, and he really doesn't complain about anything. And for him to fight through that and continue to go in and obviously, for me, I was going back and forth. Didn't know if I was going to go in. Didn't know if he was going to stay in. But like I said, just from previous weeks and just last week preparation, just staying ready. So if that time did come last week or yesterday, I didn't want to blink an eye. I didn't want to be nervous going there, question myself. So.
Cody, how did it work procedurally today? When did you get the official word you'll be the guy Sunday?
Coach Jackson just came into the meeting and told us about Robert and about Josh. And the only thing he really said to me was just stay ready, be prepared, stay ready. And, that's all I can do is continue to work on that, continue to go with that and prepare this week and continue my process and just compete, And that's what I, got brought here to do was be, compete and be a competitor. And that's something since I first got here in rookie minicamp that I wanted to do and continue to prepare as a starter and just be ready to go.
Cody, I know you said you've been preparing as a starter the whole time, but what's different today and what will be different tomorrow and Wednesday besides just the reps?
I mean, nothing for me. I mean, just it's the same process. The reps obviously might be different, but other than that, I've kept the same process the whole time. And I really have, and a lot of that's due to Josh. Josh has kind of walked me through his process and how he did things and how he wished he would have did things different at the beginning of his career. And that's kind of for me to have that experience to learn from has been awesome, and it's helped me kind of shape my process. And I'm still tweaking things here and there as we go out through the week, what works for me, what doesn't. And but this week's going to be the same. Continue to prepare, already get a jump start on Miami, and continue to, once we get our game plan, go over that and kind of implicate things that they do and what's going to work in sort of different situations.
Given that, what about the opportunity that's in front of you? I mean, it's here a lot quicker than you probably thought, but it is an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, what the NFL is. You get opportunities, you don't know when they're going to come, and that's kind of everything, every aspect in life. But for me, I said I don't want to change. I don't want to put anything extra, different into my thought process, kind of overload anything. I just want to stay consistent, keep working hard, and kind of keep my mouth shut and just continue to work within this building and within this team and just get ready to go.
There were a lot of people, Cody, who thought the Browns made a mistake taking you in the third round. So what do you want to prove to those people?
Nothing. I have nothing to prove. I just have been like that my whole life. I went to USC, and I was the second guy to commit there, and then, I never thought I'd get a chance there, and I just, like I said, kept my mouth shut and put my head down and just kept working. And I come from Bakersfield, too. Not a lot of people have been there, but it's a blue-collar town, and it reminds me a lot of Cleveland. I'm in the sense of the people that are there, so it's really cool for me to respect that. And like I said before, I respect the position. I respect that the game takes a lot. You got to work hard. But for me, it's nothing to prove. It's just continue to do what I've been doing and just keep working hard and just get prepared and ready to go.
How much different do you see the challenge playing in a regular season now that you've seen a couple games versus preseason?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously haven't played in a regular season game yet. I've got to watch them out too from the sideline. But, you know, I think, like I said, it's just, it goes back to process. You know, and I know I keep repeating myself, but that's how I've always worked. You know, it's always how I've always felt comfortable going into a game, whether it was in high school or college, whatever it may be. You know, just continue to work on what you can control. You know, you can't control what they're going to do. You can't control how the other team's going to play, but you can control how you study all week, you know, how you prepare, how you really pay attention to detail in each rep and each film segment. For me, that's just something that I would continue to
do. Are there some mixed emotions this week, too? I mean, obviously, it's your first start, but it comes at the cost. But there's always a guy you've spoken very highly on the judge.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, you know, because I've gotten so close to Josh and Robert you know, since I've gotten here. And those are guys that work so hard, and Josh. And just last week was unfortunate, but I told him after the game, I walked up to him and immediately, you know, I could see he's hurting. And his first thought was, no, I'm in pain. He was more in pain than we lost. You know, that's just the type of guy that he is. But, you know, I went up to him and I said, I don't know how much it means coming from me, but, you know, that performance you just had is something I always look up to, you know, and the way you fought through that and the way you battled. So it was tough, you know, to watch him work so hard and, you know, really do things the right way and then have that unfortunate situation happen. But, you know, his first thing back to me was, you know, you just got to be ready. You know, this is a league, this violent game, and guys, you know, can never control if they're going to get hurt or not. So you just got to stay ready, you know, and he's been helping me out even today, just talking to me and kind of saying in my head and trying to keep me focused.
Cody, I'm sure you had a lot of things flying at you at a million miles an hour. You've had to learn the offense, everything, you know, being a rookie in general. Mm-hmm. How tough is it to kind of slow your brain down and say, okay, I gotta take this at a slower process when you want to learn as fast as you can?
Yeah, it can be frustrating at times, and I think I said it before, you know, coming from an offense at USC when I had everything down, obviously been in the system for a while, to get into a brand new system, you know, you want to get right back to that, but it takes time and there's a process, and you continue to learn things and continue to master your craft, I guess, what works for you, what doesn't. But yeah, I mean, I think the more reps I've gotten, especially last week, you know, getting some more reps with the offense instead of just doing scout team, you know, the whole time has helped me a lot. But that's just something I've been working on too, is just staying after practice, you know, getting the script, and whether it was during, you know, fall camp or now going into preparation, you know, for the preseason, was I stay after and get reps, you know, for an hour, take the script and go through plays I didn't get in practice. So it helps me, you know, I think it's helped me out so far to where I am right now.
Cody, is there anything daunting about being thrown into the fire this early in your career?
No, I mean, like I said, it's all about opportunity, you know, and some guys don't even get that opportunity. Some guys get it early, some guys get it late, but you never know what's going to come, but you just want to be ready, you know, and for me, that's something I've always continued to do, you know, just stay ready, and I'm excited, you know, for you know, a chance to go out and compete, you know, and whether it's this week in practice or if it's in the game or whatever it may be, but, you know, I'm very excited to get an opportunity to show what I can do and show the hard work that I've been putting in.
What about the trust me quote that Hugh Jackson on draft day, mm-hmm. when people were questioning whether third round was too high, and you came out and said, trust me. Are those big words for you to try to live up to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been awesome too, because, you know, Hugh's trusted me, you know, through this whole process, and he really has, and he knows. You know, that I'm excited to play for him. You can tell that since I've got here from day one that, you know, I really am excited. When you get a coach like that, you know, really loves the game and also really loves his players and really just wants you to succeed, it makes you want to play better, you know. And, you know, Coach Jackson has been, you know, really tough on me and really hard on me, but at the same time, it's because he wants the most out of his players and the most out of me. And it's been great, you know, to learn from him and get to play for a guy that's just as competitive as you are as a player. And, you know, I'm continuing to work, you know, for him and keep working for this team and this organization.